Welcome! Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the next frontier for AI agents, giving them a memory.
And not just any memory. We're talking about a system that allows them to continuously learn and improve. It's a huge step forward.
Right. So let's start there. Why is this so important now? Agents can already use tools and learn skills. What's the missing piece?
It's all about scale and time. The tasks we're giving agents are getting longer. We're talking hours, sometimes even days. Without memory, they're kind of starting fresh every single time. They lack that crucial context from past actions and their own experience.
Got it. So they hit a wall. They can't do that continuous self-learning we see in, you know, humans.
Exactly. Memory is the primitive that unlocks that. It lets them learn from their own experience, from the environment they're in, and, this is the really cool part, from other agents.
Okay, so what does this memory actually look like? Is it just a text file where the agent jots down notes for itself?
That's where it started, with things like Claude.md. But the new approach is so much more powerful. Instead of a constrained little box, we're modeling memory as an entire file system.
A file system? You mean with folders and files, just like on my computer?
Yep. The agent uses tools it already knows, like bash commands, to create files, organize them into directories, and update them as it works. It has complete control to structure its own memory in a way that makes sense for the task at hand.
I see. So you're not forcing a rigid structure on it. You're leveraging the intelligence of the model, like Claude Opus, to let it figure out the best way to remember things.
Precisely. It's about getting out of the model's way and letting it use its strengths. And what we've seen is that it's incredibly good at this, discerning what's important to remember and how to organize it efficiently.
This sounds amazing for a single agent, but my mind immediately goes to a big company. What happens when you have hundreds or even thousands of agents running at once? Sounds like a recipe for chaos.
That's the core design challenge they had to solve. The system is built for that exact scenario. First, you have permission scopes. An agent might have read-only access to the company-wide best practices, but read-write access to its team's working memory.
So you prevent a junior agent from accidentally rewriting the entire company handbook. That's smart.
And then there's concurrency. To stop agents from stepping on each other's toes, it uses something called optimistic concurrency. Before an agent saves a change, it uses a content hash to check that no one else has changed the file since it last read it. No clobbering each other's work.
Okay, that handles the safety and the mechanics, but what about the effectiveness? If you have 1,000 agents and 900 of them are making the same subtle mistake, they're all dutifully writing it down in their own little memory files, but they don't see the bigger picture, right? They're all stuck in their own lane.
That is the perfect question, and it leads us directly to the next major innovation here. That siloed learning is a huge limitation, and the solution is a process they call dreaming.
Dreaming? I love that name. So what is it? Does the AI literally go to sleep and process its day?
Not quite, but it's a fantastic analogy. Dreaming is a separate, out-of-band process. It runs in the background, after the agents have done their work, so it doesn't add any latency to their active tasks.
And what's it doing in the background? Just tidying up?
So much more than tidying. It's reading the transcripts of all those different agent sessions. It's looking for the things an individual agent would never miss. Shared patterns, common mistakes, successful strategies that keep popping up across the whole swarm. It's the meta-learner, the strategist looking at the entire battlefield from above.
Okay, give me an example. How does this play out in the real world?
All right, so in the demo, they have these SRE agents, site reliability engineers, responding to server alerts. An agent investigates a CPU spike and writes its findings to memory. Great. A few minutes later, another agent sees the same alert, reads the notes, and avoids redoing the same work. That's the basic memory function in action.
I'm with you. That's an immediate efficiency gain.
But then you run a dreaming job. The dreaming process looks at all the SRE agent sessions from the past week and notices something that no single agent could. It sees that a bunch of these alerts are firing exactly 60 seconds after an upstream event.
Whoa, so it spots a hidden pattern across dozens of separate incidents?
It synthesizes it.
it updates the shared SRE memory with a new insight, a new note, saying, hey, there's likely some inefficient retry logic here causing a 60-second delay. The next day's agents now start with this incredible piece of knowledge that no single one of them could have discovered on its own.
That's incredible. It's not just remembering facts, it's generating genuine insights. And I saw it also does things like deduplicate entries and remove old, stale information.
Yes, it's a full curation process. It consolidates five identical notes into one, removes an entry that's no longer relevant, and even adds a verification note saying, I checked this against recent transcripts and it's still accurate. It keeps the knowledge base fresh and reliable.
Okay, this is clicking into place. So memory is the agent's real-time, in-the-moment scratchpad. It's reading and writing as it works on a specific task.
Correct. It's immediate and task-specific.
And dreaming is the librarian, or maybe the strategy team. It comes in after the fact to organize everything, find hidden connections, and basically make the whole system smarter for everyone who uses it the next day.
That is a perfect analogy. One is the real-time primitive, the other is the comprehensive curation process built on top. Together, they create a system that doesn't just remember, it learns and evolves.
It's really turning a collection of individual workers into a true self-improving team. The potential for this, especially in complex environments like coding or legal analysis, is just staggering. I mean, they mentioned a 6x increase in task completion for one legal benchmark.
It's a paradigm shift. We're moving from agents that simply do tasks to agents that get progressively better at those tasks over time, based on collective experience.
This has been incredibly insightful. It feels like a foundational building block for the next generation of AI agents. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure. It's an exciting time, and I really can't wait to see what people build with this.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.